Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Worker well-being declines with women reporting worsening results. More companies are beginning to recognize that in order for employees to be engaged and productive at work, they need to have a baseline level of well-being, but some employees are struggling more than others. While about half of working men rate their well-being as highly positive, only around 38% of women can say the same, according to a recent report from Alight, a consulting tech company that surveyed around 2,500 employees. Female employees are also much more likely than their male colleagues to experience symptoms of burnout at about 48% compared to 36%, respectively. Working women are increasingly juggling the responsibilities of being both the family breadwinner and shouldering a majority of the household duties. Women also face professional roadblocks that can include sexual harassment, unequal pay, negative feedback, and inadequate benefits. And women reported lower scores across the board for every well-being metric that the researchers measured. Only 38% of women rank their physical wellness highly compared to 50% of men. And the same is true for mental and emotional health. Only about 37% of women say they're doing well, compared to 47% of men. Women are also less satisfied with their social well-being than men, at 38% and 47% respectively. And there's also a gap when it comes to how happy women are with their careers. Around 38% of women report high satisfaction, and that's compared to about 50% of men. But the widest gap concerns financial well-being. Only around 31% of women rate their economic situation positively, compared to 46% of men. Plus, only 36% of women said they have some money left over at the end of the month, compared to 56% of men. And additionally, when evaluating their levels of stress and burnout, women report worse results than their male colleagues. 33% of women reported they are experiencing at least one symptom of burnout, such as physical or emotional exhaustion, a sense of futility, or an intense anxiety about their work. And 15% of women say they are experiencing symptoms of burnout that won't go away, and they're often feeling completely burned out to the point where they need to make some changes or seek additional help. Women aren't seeing the support they need, note the report's authors. We know that well-being is a priority for employers, but women aren't necessarily seeing it play out for them, and that continues to be disappointing. The report recommends that employers need to make sure that they're providing women workers with meaningful benefits that they actually want. Flexible work, for instance, has become one of the most valued perks among female employees, alongside mental health resources and subsidized childcare. Giving women options to better manage their time while easing some of their financial strain will aid them in their well-being journey. But as we head into the new year, employers will have to increase their efforts to address increasing stress and burnout and decreased overall employee well-being. Too many organizations are simply grinding people down and soon will have to face the consequences: increased medical costs, increased absenteeism, and decreased productivity and retention. For these reasons and more, in our H3HR Advisors 2025 Workplace Trends Report, we identified well-being as one of the top areas of concern for HR and business leaders. You can read more about well-being in all the 2025 workplace trends at h3hr.com. We will continue to follow all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors.